And to start off a brand new year on this Monday morning, it is time for the first 2023 edition of Arthur Schwartz, the Food Maven. And we say good morning and Happy New Year to Arthur. Good morning, Arthur.
And Happy New Year to you and everyone. Happy Healthy New Year. Yeah. Let's get healthy. So, actually, speaking of get healthy, that's what January is all about. So there are two things that are inevitable in January, as far as I can see. My restaurateur friends and not friends will all complain that there's no business in January, and every third commercial on television is either for a diet plan or the gym. So, you know, that's, I think, the number one New Year's resolution. I stopped making resolutions many years ago. is to, you know, eat better, exercise more, yeah, lose weight, all in that category. You experience that too, Marshall?
Yeah, always.
Always, exactly. Now, I have been on a diet since I was 10 years old. That's a long time. Not on a diet, but I realized I had to do something, like not nothing. You know, some people can eat whatever they want and they never gain weight. I was a skinny kid, my mother tells me, and I can tell by the pictures, until I was 7 years old when they took out my tonsils, and according to my mother, only after the tonsils did I start eating, and I got, by 10 I was chubby. And since I'm 10, I've been fighting this. Now, I had, in my 30s, I was successful. I won. But, and I was a restaurant critic, too. The only thing was, I spent 2 hours a day at the gym. So it was either a strenuous exercise, I don't mean just nice walking, which is what I do now, but real strenuous exercise, or eat less. And as I was a restaurant critic, it was hard to eat less. Anyway, I, over the years, many, many years, I have a relationship to Weight Watchers. When I first started my career as a food writer, I worked at Newsday, and Weight Watchers started in Great Neck, Long Island. A woman, I don't know the other party's names, I could easily look it up, but the one that was the face of Weight Watchers was a woman named Jean Neidich, who, with some friends, had gone to the New York City health department where they had a diet program presided over by a doctor named Norman Jolliffe. Now, Norman sadly died very young. I think he was only around 60. But his diet continues in the form of Weight Watchers. It was basically a sensible diet, as is Weight Watchers still. Over the years, the many years now, 50 years, Weight Watchers keeps changing, but it's always about giving you choices that you have to, well, not in the very beginning. Nowadays, in the last, I don't know how many years, it's all been about giving the dieter taste choices. Yes, you could have a bagel, but then, you know, that's so many points, and you have a point system. Anyway, whatever it is, if you, I say, if you have a Weight Watchers near you and you really want to lose weight, look into Weight Watchers. I think you have to join Weight Watchers to get the full current diet plan and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it costs very much either. Then that's eating sensibly. Now, I did a little research this morning, because every year, you know, there are new diet plans, and I was curious what the experts were saying were the best diet plans for 2022. We don't know about 2023 still. We could get a new diet plan that may be really good. Noom keeps coming up, and I know nothing about Noom.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Noom?
It's a program that's designed to, in theory, train your thought process.
It's behavior modification.
Yeah, yeah. and you and
other diets that do that too. Behavior. Well, Weight Watchers, in a way, is behavior modification
but
too.
But it's much more simpler. It's behavior modification, and it also with the point system nowadays. I think Weight Watchers is actually a good program. Noom and then stuff like that. I you and I both have been battling weight our whole lives, and you just know that Noom. If you're left alone by yourself on an island with a phone to give you directions, you're gonna lose. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. I've been on every known diet except Noom. I never tried Noom. But I have done behavior modification diets. And then there's always, of course, Nutrisystem. And I'm sure there are other programs like that where they deliver your dinner and lunch and even now snacks. And I don't think it's even that expensive when you're given... I don't know. I haven't looked at the price lately, but it's usually not that much. You know, if you eat well at home cooking yourself, you end up spending the same amount. I don't know about the quality of the food. I've never had a Nutrisystem meal. I have had diet programs like that, but where it's locally prepared. I don't know. Is Nutrisystem locally prepared? I think a lot of it's sent frozen.
Yeah, it's anyway. Frozen or canned, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm tempted to try it just for the hell of it, and just so I don't have to think about it. Think about what I'm eating. That there is some appeal to that for me. But then again, Bob keeps telling me you'll hate it, and you'll waste your money because you'll only eat one day's worth, and then you'll throw the rest away. And he's probably right. So I continue. So Weight Watchers is, by the way, up there, and certainly in the top five diets, if all the nutritionists rate them and these organizations rate diets. And so I think that's always been a very sensible way to go. Now, I always considered not sensible, but in fact now rates up there in the top five, is the keto diet that I lost 50 pounds on. Now, I've gained back some weight. I'm not sure I want to go back to keto, but I don't mind eating that way. On the other hand, I have some leftover carbohydrates, so I can't start today because I have to use up the leftover mashed potatoes from New Year's. By the way, we had a very indulgent holiday time, but I can't let my pants get too tight. You know about that.
Yes.
We had January 1st is the birthday of a dear friend of mine who I haven't seen in years because he's been living in Buenos Aires where he had a business. Economy is so bad in Argentina that he's back to New York. He always kept his apartment, a co-op, and he has even kept his parking space. So he had a car when he came back to New York. And since he's just back and reconnecting and whatever, and wasn't doing anything on his birthday yesterday. So I invited him, and I said, all right, what do you want me to make? It's your birthday. And he came up with your classic New Year's Day Italian meal, which is to say lentils, that's for prosperity, some kind of pork, usually. It's not a southern Italian thing. And my friend, by the way, is Neapolitan. Cotechino, which is a very fatty, gelatinous kind of boiling sausage. In fact, I had to boil it for an hour. I bought a pre... They only sell them here pre-cooked. I'm not sure how long you have to cook it if it's not a pre-cooked. But anyway, cotechino with lentils and mashed potatoes. I hope you drool. Broccoli rabe with garlic and hot pepper. These were all his favorite things. And then, of course, we had... Oh, and I knew he would appreciate the new olive oil I just got from my friend in Tuscany, which, of course, he did. And so I made some bruschetta for him to snack on while I did the last minutes in the kitchen, and he sat with me. So that was a very indulged... And then ice cream last night. I wasn't hungry... But I did have the rest of the cotechino, and there was ice cream in the freezer that was we knew we were not supposed to eat after yesterday, so we ate it all. So today I really have to cut back. On the other hand, I do have leftover mashed potatoes and a plan for them. I'm going to make potato croquettes. And I have some, I do have meat. So we'll have meat and potato croquettes, which is not at all dietetic. But keto is a good plan. If you, especially I'm diabetic, and my, do you know what an A1C is?
No.
No. So, you don't, you, fortunately, you don't have to know. Although there are commercials constantly for drugs that lower your A1C, which is a three-month average of blood sugar. Measure, I don't know exactly. That's my layman explanation. And these ads will say, oh, you'll, this drug will get you under 7. Well, I've been under 6, which is normal, like a normal blood sugar. I'm on some medication, but nothing severe. And anyway, so if you're on a keto diet, you don't have to think about that because you have so few carbohydrates that there's no way your blood sugar is going to be high. And a side benefit I found from keto is I do have some arthritis that because I wasn't eating wheat, and I think it's mainly wheat, mainly bread, my arthritis improved. It didn't hurt so much. I eat a lot of vegetables, and I eat nightshades. I'm going to get some letter saying, oh, you shouldn't eat these vegetables. I'm not going to eat my vegetables. I can deal with a little, Tiger Balm. Do you know about Tiger Balm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really works on my thumb joints. Anyway, back to dieting, which is what, and by the way, I already, my friend whose birthday was last night, yesterday, he's in the restaurant business, and he said, oh, well, you know, it's going to be a really quiet month, and he hasn't been here in 6 years, but he knows that. Back to diets. So there is up there, so there's the keto diet, which is basically keeping your carbohydrates, I think in the beginning at least, should be no more than 20 grams a day, and that is almost nothing. So you can look at every package and see it's net carbs, meaning if there's 5 grams of fiber and 20 grams of carbohydrate, it's only 15 grams of net carbohydrate. You can go up to 50 grams a day. I cannot not eat fruit and vegetables. So we probably do more like 50, but it works for me, meaning I'll have a couple pieces of fruit during the day, a low-carb fruit like any kind of berry, or if it's good melon season, melon, and that's it. And vegetables, above ground vegetables, and keeps it very low. So that works for me. And in the beginning, it was hard, but, and by the way, in the beginning, you will lose a lot of water weight if you do the keto diet. Really, it's sort of like you're wringing out I don't want to explain the science. Then, so we had Noom, we have keto, we have Weight Watchers, and then ranked up there in the top 5 is what they call the Mediterranean diet. Now, I love the Mediterranean diet, and I have a calorie counting Mediterranean diet plan that I got from a nutritionist in Italy, in Salerno. And I changed it ever so slightly because I wanted to have only whole grain bread. You're allowed to eat bread on this diet. You're allowed to eat pasta. So pasta almost every day. So I call it the pasta lover's diet. You may remember this from way back when. And when Bob and I ate the calorie-controlled pasta lover's diet, which is the Mediterranean diet, which is to say some fruit, lots of vegetables like keto, lots of above-ground vegetables, meaning greens, salad, not very much meat, more fish than meat, but you get to eat pasta every day. So And you get to eat other carbohydrates like beans and lentils, legumes. Potatoes even. On a day when you're not eating pasta, you can have potato. It's a really nice diet. And I lost about a pound and a half a week. Probably more than the first week I started on this. And eventually got down to my fighting weight on it. I mean, it really is. You can maintain this diet for a long time because it has everything. You even get dessert on Sunday. Remember, this is a Southern Italian nutritionist. So she on Sunday she allows you egg pasta and a dessert. And there are a couple of other, and you know, one of the snacks that she suggests is a slice of toasted bread with olive oil. By the way, you get to eat a lot of olive oil on the, not a lot. You have to watch your fat on this diet. You have to watch everything on this. It's a very well balanced diet. This Mediterranean diet. And by the way, you can go online. I'm sure you can find plans that are called Mediterranean diet and not have to join Weight Watchers for it. It's very sensible. So, and I love beans and I love pasta, so what could be bad? In fact, one of the pre-New Year things I did was made a big pot of cannellini beans. Because I have this extraordinary olive oil, and all I wanted was a dish of just cooked warm beans with their liquid, you know, with their soup. I cooked the beans and drizzled with my sensational olive oil. I did get that in before the new year. So the way I cook beans is a real Tuscan way. By the way, I had in the house a 1 pound package of imported Italian cannellini, really good long white beans, and so I soaked them overnight, and then I don't change the water, by the way. This I was told long ago, you're throwing out a lot of good stuff when you pour out the water, and I don't worry about gas. I mean, you have to do that several times to actually reduce the whatever it is that causes gas from beans. I would say I don't eat that many beans anymore, but I used to eat so many beans, I would say I'm, you know, my system is accustomed to digesting beans. So anyway, I have the right fauna in there, or is it flora? So in any case, I just put them up in a, I like to cook them in pottery, you know, like a bean pot, New England bean pot I have. But I also have a Tuscan a bean pot. So I put them in my pot, covered well with water after they've been soaked overnight, with a big sprig of sage, and in this case it was a whole pound of beans, so I used 2 cloves of garlic. I smash a little bit with the heel of my hand, and just to crack it open and peel off the shell. And drop those in with a glug, glug, glug of good olive oil, no salt. Bring it to a simmer and let it simmer until they're done. Now, it's hard to say how long they're going to take. Mine took only about 45 minutes. However, they could take an hour. They could take a half an hour. It depends first on how close to harvest these dried beans are. I mean, if they're years old, it may take forever. Exaggerating, of course. But mine only took about 45 minutes. And I put as soon as they were near done, but not done, I put in salt. I used my sea salt. I don't know how much I used. I would say certainly a heaping half teaspoon of salt, and then let it dissolve and let them cook a few more minutes, and then you can taste the broth and see if it's salty enough. I don't put pepper in at this point. I just eat them that way with some of the soup and oil, and then I put on my bowl in front of me black pepper. There's an old saying in Naples about, you know, the beauty of black pepper is in its aroma, so you should grind it under your nose. I always think of that. Anyway, so that was my bean. So today I have quite a bit of bean broth and beans. So I guess before, today's a holiday, isn't it?
Yes.
I can say this is still New Year's, right?
Yes.
Yes, I don't have to go real diet until tomorrow. No. Tell me no.
No. This is the day. This is the day that.
So we're going to eat. We're going to eat beans today. I probably will end up eating pasta and beans, and that's it. That's going to be my diet today. And tomorrow we're back to bread and water. Hold the bread.
You know, this is the day that everything gets wiped clean and we start brand new.
Well, you know, my refrigerator is empty of all things I shouldn't eat. So that's starting brand new in a way. It's not just going on a diet, but also we've done many excesses over the holidays. Usually people do excess. Even if they're alone, they do excess. And so January 1st, you want to pull back. And the Nutrisystem, have you ever been on Nutrisystem?
No.
You weren't even tempted, huh?
No. I think anything that you have to replace what you would normally eat with other food, you're not going to, that's not the change of life that you need.
Yeah, well, change of life. So I think exercise is important. But I've learned over the years, you really, like I said, 2 hours a day when I was a restaurant critic. And I stayed slim. I was pretty slim in my 30s. I don't think I blew up again until my 50s. And then I know what it was from. I was writing a book. I was on a deadline. I stayed up all night and ordered pastrami sandwiches from Sarge's Deli.
Oh, pastrami.
I wish Sarge's was near me now. I guess you can get a delivery. These days you can get a delivery. This is interesting. My Neapolitan friend, whose birthday it was yesterday, and is in the restaurant business, was telling me that the restaurants are finding it hard to staff the restaurants.
Yeah.
And he was in a restaurant the other day where they have the whole back dining room closed off because they just don't have the staff to keep it open. And a lot of it is busboys. Busboys now can make $1,200 a week as delivery boys. So why would a busboy, a guy who's making $600 a week in a restaurant, I would say that being a delivery boy is probably harder than being a busboy. You have to be out in all kinds of weather, but still, you make double the amount as a delivery boy than as you do as a busboy. And there are other avenues for people besides waiting tables and being busboys. The thing is also there are in Manhattan, unfortunately, a lot of companies are not requiring their employees to come to work still, and I understand the problem. However, it has totally decimated lunch business in Manhattan. So restaurants that used to depend a lot on lunch business and bar business after work are now empty. So that's the new year, starting the new year still.
Yeah, well, you know, I do look at, I don't know why, but I do look at that. Whatever you have to start on the new year, you start. If you don't start it on the first, you're going to. It just doesn't. It's crazy.
You give up early.
If you don't start it on the first,
yeah,
you're
but this
trouble.
Is an unusual year. The second is the holiday.
I know.
Today.
Yeah,
I shouldn't be on the radio. I should be sleeping late. I don't sleep late.
Well, you mentioned
it's okay.
That. I normally get up at 3:15.
Well, you're on earlier than me.
Yeah, but I got up this morning at 4:45.
You slept late.
I never do that. And of course,
what do you think it was?
I don't know, but it caused me to have to rush around like a madman.
I always say your body needed it. That's why. But you needed it. I'm a 5 o'clocker, whether I'm on the radio or not. So I get a lot done in the morning, a lot, and then I don't want to do anything.
That's right.
Bob will get up at 8 and say, "You already cooked?" I said, "Yeah, because if I wait until lunchtime, I'll never get it done."
Yeah, now, are you the type of cook that do you clean up as you cook, or do you clean up after everything?
A sore subject. I do both. Okay. But this morning, you know, it was a convivial little birthday party, and Bob is very, very helpful in clearing the table and blah, blah, blah in the kitchen. But in fact, I had a lot of pots going at one time. I had 5 burners burning. I finally used my 5th burner for on my new stove. One of the reasons I got it was because it had 5 burners. So yeah, I had a lot of pots, and I woke up this morning to more pots to clean. And there's still, two skillets that I need to clean. And then I'll be done, and then I can start dirting it again.
Yeah, I'm the type that I clean this stuff as I'm going. I don't know why.
No, when I'm cooking, more or less, you know, but not after I sit down at the table and, you know, there were a lot of pots going. So we sat down at the table, there was still a lot of dirty pots. And then we cleaned somewhat, and then I crashed, and then I cleaned, and then I cleaned in 2 phases. And then Bob got up and said, "Oh, you finished already?" I see he's like slept through it all. And I said, "No, this phase 3 is still to be done." It's okay. Let me just say, it's mostly better than eating out, which gets me very irritated lately. And I have beautiful steak today, and I have beautiful, I'm going to make a chimichurri for the steak. Inspired by Maurizio yesterday, who has for the last 6 years been living in Argentina. And interesting about, I could talk about another day about this, but we were talking about the meat. You know, we used to get a lot of meat from Argentina, and it was grass-fed, you know, meat. But there's been a change in taste in meat in Argentina itself. And now they have grain lots like we do. Which is to say, the cattle are finished off in a small area and fed grain, which provides a different taste than purely grass-fed meat, and also more marbling, more fat, which is a good thing for American taste. And I guess Argentinians were getting a little American taste. You know, the economy in Argentina is so bad. You can get, says Maurizio, I'm sure he's right, you can get a really good steak dinner. But, you know, in Argentina, a steak dinner consists of steak, French fries, and that's pretty much it, and wine. And they have very good wine in Argentina. And you can do that $30 a person.
Not too bad.
I said, well, you know, I've been to Argentina, and I must say, they don't eat vegetables. I don't know how they stay alive. I even went to a supermarket and to see what and salad. You know, they have salad, but they don't have many cooked vegetables.
A steak dinner to me is a nice piece of steak, a baked potato or mashed potatoes. If it's mashed potatoes, I like to have a little bit of onion in them. I like either corn or carrots or squash for a vegetable. There you go.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's a steak.
Very good to me.
Yeah.
But I have these leftover mashed potatoes, so I'm going to make a Neapolitan style potato croquettes. Meaning, I'm going to put some grated cheese in. I don't have any mozzarella, but I'm just going to put in grated cheese and egg. Season it, and then roll it in egg and breadcrumbs and fry it.
Well, I'm going to go home and go to sleep.
It's sort of like a Italian tater tot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like that, but it's probably better than a tater tot.
I don't know. I had some very good tater tots the other day. That was another indulgence at the end of the year. I actually ordered tater tots with a porchetta sandwich. And, you know, the tater tots were very good. And the thing about tater tots is they don't get soggy.
No.
Like French fries can. But nowadays, I don't know if anybody else has noticed, there are a lot of French fries around that don't get soft when they cool down. And that's because there's some frozen product with a coating on them. I have to look into this. What are they coating the potatoes with, these commercial French fries? They probably are in the supermarket, too, so that they stay crisp even when they get cold.
To me, it's
a normal French fry doesn't do that.
Yeah, to me, it's not crisp. But, to me, they just get hard. That's all.
And they get hard. I like crisp, though. You know.
Yeah, so do
anyway. Everybody have a happy, healthy New Year. If you don't need to diet, you can delete this show.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Take care, Arthur. Arthur Schwartz, the food maven here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.
Underwriting support for Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, Hillsdale Home Chef. More information, 518-325-7000, hgshomechef.com.